Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, TED Talk Storytelling. 23 Storytelling Techniques from the Best TED Talks by Akash Karia is a practical guide to speaking with clarity, emotion, and impact by borrowing patterns used in widely admired TED presentations. Rather than treating storytelling as a mysterious talent, the book breaks it into teachable techniques that can be applied in business pitches, leadership communication, teaching, interviews, and everyday conversation. Karia focuses on what makes an idea memorable, a relatable narrative arc, specific detail, meaningful stakes, and a clear takeaway that listeners can repeat. The approach is example-driven, using well-known TED speakers as reference points while translating their methods into simple steps and prompts. Readers looking to strengthen presentations, keynote talks, training sessions, or persuasive conversations will find a toolbox for turning information into stories that earn attention and move audiences to think or act differently. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, building a narrative arc that carries an idea. A core theme of the book is that great talks are not just collections of points, they are journeys. Karia emphasizes shaping content into a narrative arc that guides an audience from a starting situation to a change. This includes setting context quickly, introducing a problem or tension, and moving toward insight or resolution. The arc works because it mirrors how people naturally process experience. We track goals, obstacles, and outcomes, then attach meaning. The book encourages speakers to avoid dumping background information and instead open with a moment that places the listener inside a scene. From there, the speaker can reveal why the issue matters, what is at stake, and what shift occurred in thinking or behavior. This structure is useful even for technical topics, because the story can be about discovery, failure, or a surprising result. By treating the talk as a designed experience, readers learn to keep attention, create anticipation, and land a conclusion that feels earned rather than abrupt. Secondly, starting strong with hooks that earn attention, Karia highlights that the first minute of a talk often determines whether the audience leans in or mentally checks out. The book explores multiple ways to begin, not as gimmicks, but as purposeful entry points into the message. Effective hooks can include a vivid personal moment, an unexpected fact framed as a question, a short conflict, or a bold claim that the speaker then supports. The key is relevance. The opening should create curiosity that the rest of the talk satisfies. Karia also stresses specificity and immediacy, because concrete details help listeners visualize and care. A strong opening sets the tone, establishes credibility without bragging, and signals what kind of experience the audience is about to have. Readers are guided to test their openings by asking whether the hook creates a gap in knowledge or emotion that demands closure. When done well, the hook becomes the first step of the story, making the audience feel they are already in motion rather than waiting for the real talk to start. Thirdly, using emotion, vulnerability, and stakes responsibly, many memorable TED Talks connect because they are emotionally honest without becoming sentimental or self-focused. Karia frames emotion as a communication tool. It helps people remember, prioritize, and decide. The book discusses how speakers can use vulnerability to build trust, such as sharing a mistake, fear, or turning point, while still keeping the spotlight on the idea and the audience. Stakes matter because they answer the question, "Why should I care?" The book encourages speakers to clarify what is gained or lost if the audience accepts or ignores the message, whether the stakes are personal, social, professional, or ethical. At the same time, the approach aims for responsibility, emotion, should support truth and insight, not manipulate. Readers learn to balance heartfelt storytelling with clear purpose by tying personal experiences to universal themes and practical implications. The result is a style of storytelling that feels human and credible, making it easier for listeners to internalize the lesson and act on it. Fourthly, making ideas memorable through contrast and surprise. Karia explains that audiences remember talks that challenge assumptions and reframe familiar topics. One way to do this is through contrast, before and after, expectation versus reality, common belief versus new evidence, or problem versus possibility. Surprise works when it is earned, meaning it comes from a setup that makes the twist feel both unexpected and logical. The book points out that many TED speakers guide listeners to a moment of insight by first leading them down a plausible path, then revealing a new perspective. This technique is powerful for persuasion because it reduces resistance. People discover the conclusion rather than being lectured into it. The book also addresses the role of simple, concrete examples and analogies in creating mental pictures that stick. By combining contrast, surprise, and relatable illustration, speakers can make complex ideas easier to grasp and harder to forget. Readers can apply these tools to product pitches, internal proposals, classroom lessons, and conference presentations where attention is limited and recall is crucial. Lastly, turning techniques into a repeatable preparation process. Beyond individual tactics, the book promotes a systematic way to craft and rehearse a talk. Korea treats storytelling as a set of choices: what moment to start with, which details to include, where to place tension, and how to connect the ending to the opening. The techniques become most useful when integrated into a workflow that starts with the message and the audience, then selects story elements that serve that message. The book encourages outlining based on beats rather than bullet points, ensuring each section advances the narrative or deepens meaning. It also highlights refinement through iteration, cutting anything that does not support the central idea, improving clarity, and practicing delivery so it feels conversational rather than memorized. Preparation includes anticipating audience questions and designing transitions that keep momentum. By treating practice as part of storytelling, readers learn to deliver with confidence and timing, making pauses, emphasis, and pacing feel intentional. The result is a reusable process for consistently producing talks that are engaging, clear, and persuasive. In conclusion, this book is best suited for professionals who present ideas for a living, including managers, founders, salespeople, consultants, educators, and students, as well as anyone preparing a keynote, pitch, interview story, or conference talk. It can benefit a reader's life by making communication more effective in high-leverage moments, persuading a team, motivating change, explaining complex work to non-experts, or sharing personal experiences with clarity and purpose. Strong storytelling also improves confidence because it replaces vague nerves with a concrete plan for how to start, build momentum, and finish. Compared with broader public speaking guides, this title focuses narrowly on storycraft and draws recognizable inspiration from TED-style talks, which many readers already understand as a benchmark for engaging presentations. That makes the advice easier to visualize and apply quickly. It is worth buying if you want a toolkit of techniques you can mix and match, plus a structured way to transform information into narratives that audiences remember and repeat. The value is practical, better talks, better buy-in, and clearer leadership presence. If you would like to support Akash Karia, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.